News Talk 1110 KBND News. Time is 5 minutes after five. Good afternoon on a Wednesday. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Lori Robb. Kelly's out this afternoon. Lori's in, and now from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here is Lori Robb with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Lori.
And good afternoon. A federal grand jury has indicted the man who caused a Continental Airlines jet to return to Portland yesterday. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Yazid Muhammad Abuyanin was on flight 1118 that left Portland for Houston when he started using an electronic cigarette. It's not against federal rules, but it is against Continental's rules. The indictment says he refused to stop smoking and intimidated the flight attendant by yelling profanities and swinging his fist. He tried to hit several passengers and was singing about Osama bin Laden and his hatred of women. He made his first court appearance Wednesday afternoon. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
There was a scare in Central Oregon. A couple of alert maintenance workers at the Athletic Club of Bend today had a startling find while working. Sergeant Greg Owens with the Bend Police Department says no one is in danger. However,
they found an old piece of military ordnance, small ordnance, like maybe a mortar round or something like that. Very corroded, been there a long time. They found it. They called us. We went in, basically cordoned off the area, called the OSP, Oregon State Police Bomb Squad out of Salem.
Owen says the bomb was found in an area parking lot that is seldom used at the Athletic Club of Bend. Owen says they emailed a photo of the bomb to the Salem unit, who decided they needed to come over here to dispose of the ordnance today. The Athletic Club of Bend was not evacuated or closed at any time. The co-founder of the now-defunct Desert Sun Development has pleaded guilty to a variety of fraud charges in a $19 million local scam. Federal prosecutors say that 35-year-old Tyler Fitzsimmons entered the guilty pleas yesterday. According to the indictment, Desert Sun principals and other defendants caused financial institutions to lose more than $19 million. Part of the alleged scheme at Desert Sun included flipping homes and falsely inflating bank accounts through temporary deposits, fake documents, and other methods. According to our news partner, News Channel 21, one of the items seized from Fitzsimmons was a 2006 Ferrari, which sold at a government auction last April for $154,000. In Salem, a jobs bill that could be huge for Central Oregon is in jeopardy because of what's called, in political slang, a gut and stuff. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend says her bill allows for 465 acres near the Redmond Airport to return to industrial land. The bill passed unanimously in the Senate, but now in the House, Democratic Representative Dave Hunt is stuffing his bill into the bill, and the bill that Telfer says could not even get a hearing.
Our concern is if they do get that House Bill 4028 stuffed into it, then it has to come back to the Senate for concurrence. We don't know whether it's going to be concurred or not because there's some spending on it, and it could just get tied up and die.
If the bill eventually passes, Telfer says it will give Redmond the largest inventory of industrial land in the entire state of Oregon. Well, strong winds blew down trees and caused other damage in Central Oregon today, and Mount Bachelor even was closed. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
Central Oregon was under a high wind advisory until 10 o'clock Wednesday night. Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau says it's not unusual to see these high winds move in.
In fact, usually this time of year is when we see these kind of windy weather systems move in and give us these kind of events. As we get into spring, and then it becomes a little more unusual. This is just a classic mid-winter setup, late winter setup across Central Oregon, and you know, we see these kind of wind events all the time.
The wind should remain quiet the rest of the week. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
And coming up at 5:30 on your local news, the Oregon legislature has passed a bill giving Facebook and other companies that want to build data centers a tax clarity. We'll have that story and more coming up at 5:30. With Dennis Shaw, I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.